And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show's got a theme, and today's theme is insights into behavior. All of my guests are discussing their discoveries about human behavior. My first guest talked about that you don't need a degree from an Ivy League school to outperform professional investors. We talked about his book, The Warren Buffett's Next Door. My second guest researches children's behavior and their preferences. We examined the importance of imagination to children, and we discussed which toys are best to promote imagination for this holiday season. My next guest taps into everybody's desire to save money. He's the founder of Coupies, a local internet-based coupon company. We'll discuss the Google Groupon merger to discover our deep-seated desire for bargains. And if always, as always, if you want to join in the conversation, call us at 639-0008. Matthew Krajcik is known as the boss over at Coupies. Matthew runs the daily operations. He sets the direction for the company. He establishes their business partners and gets their investment capital as well. He's got a long track record of success as a serial entrepreneur. Coupies grew from the city's incubator program here, and we'll talk to him about that a little bit later as well. And it's become one of the most successful companies here in the city in the high-tech area. Matthew is also working with various schools regarding education, creating the right types of educational programs to support the high-tech industry for the town and the county of Ventura. Welcome to the show, Matt. How are you doing, Matthew?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here. Thank you, Bill.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here as a guest. So let's get right to it, because this is very topical. That's the reason that I brought you in. It's the whole Google acquisition of Groupon, which is not a done deal as we sit here and speak, but we're looking at something in the neighborhood of a $6 billion, that's billion with a B, dollar price tag on this particular deal. So tell us a little bit about that acquisition, and tell us about Groupon, and how is it similar to what you do at Coupies?
Well, Groupon is a really great company. In fact, it's the most successful company in the history of mankind. It's grown from zero to $1 billion in revenue and probably about $600 million in profit in just 2 years. As you mentioned, their valuation right now is about $6 billion. The rumor is that Google is going to buy them for $5.3 million in cash plus $700 million in earnout. And it's basically a deal-a-day group buying site. They have one offer, really good offer that they email to all of their members in a particular region, like all of Los Angeles. They get one deal offered to them, and then if you want to buy it, you buy it, and that's basically $1 billion a year for them right now, and probably by the end of the year be $2 billion a year.
Goodness gracious. I mean, those are staggering numbers, particularly in this economy. So when you say that it's a deal-a-day site, so they work with a vendor, some sort of a merchant, to offer one and only one deal for that particular day.
Right. It's typically 50% off. Like if you run a day spa in Hollywood, you offer $100 worth of services and you sell them for $50 to the Groupon customer. And then Groupon takes 25 of that $50. So it's a pretty steep cut for a business. Somebody that's selling $100 worth of goods and services for only $25. So there's been recent research that says that 42% of the companies that have worked with Groupon said they wouldn't do it again because it's challenging. The theory is that you bring in new customers and you'd be able to upsell and cross-sell, but that doesn't always work. So I think it's a fantastic company, but it's very different from my company, Coupies, where with my company, people go into the site and they search for what they want, and the deals are there, and then they take what they want instead of being offered one deal and they either want it or they don't.
Right. So in your case, the consumers are in control of the experience, whereas in Groupon is in control and feed you out whatever offer that they've got for that day. So tell me about this, if you will, Matthew. Why is Google even interested in this?
Well, it's $1 billion a year, after 2 years launching, and it really builds a huge community of loyalty and brand recognition, and it supports the Google brand. Amazon just made an investment of $175 million into the number two player in the group buying site called Living Social, and there's a lot of activity and interest in the online deal site. Look, let's face it, all over the world, businesses are looking for a better way to bring in customers and revenue, and consumers are looking for deals, and to put it on the internet is just a no-brainer. I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner, and we're happy to be part of that.
Well, we're talking to Matthew Krychek, everybody, who's the CEO of Koopies. And Matthew, a lot of people listening to the sound of your voice may not know a lot about your background, so sort of fill us in. You're a local boy made good, come back here to Ventura County. Tell us about your entrepreneurial background.
Well, I grew up in Ventura, went to Buena High School, played soccer for Buena, and got my degree from Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles, and then I started to work in and around Los Angeles because that's where all the jobs were and the employees. And after about 3 years working for the man, I started a series of several companies, and I've been fortunate to basically be a serial entrepreneur for 20 years, 15 years focused on the internet, software, and other technologies. I've been involved with 6 public company exits, so that's been a great ride for me. And Koopies is my latest, so I'm very excited to be a part of it. But I want to say something about philanthropy, because philanthropy really drives everything that I do in my life and my career, and that's why I work so hard, and I'm trying to be successful so that I can be a catalyst for other people to be philanthropic as well.
Well, I like that, and that's an interesting angle. So let's pursue that a little bit more. So philanthropy drives your need to be successful in business, not the other way around. How did you come about that particular philosophy?
Well, when I was 9 years old, my family moved to France. We went to the American School of Paris, and it just shaped my ethic and my personality and what I felt was important in the world. And I saw a lot of different cultures, a lot of different people, and really realized, I guess, that the world doesn't revolve around white male Americans. And I saw a lot of bad stuff going on in Eastern Europe. I traveled throughout Eastern Europe during when Russia was ruling that part of the world, and it was quite an eye opener. So I don't know what it was. It just it flipped the switch in me, and I've always been focused on that since then.
All right, great. So you lived in France. When did you return to the United States? Was it just for your college experience? Are your parents still living in France?
No, my father worked for Raytheon, a defense contractor out there, and we were going to do a 2-year tour, and then we ended up there for 4 years, and came back to California in 81, and I was 14. That's when I went to Cabrillo Junior High, when junior high went to 9th grade at that time, and then went to Buena 10th through 12th grade, and graduated Buena in 85, and that's when I went off to Loyola in L.A.
All right, so you come back from Loyola, you work for the man, as you put it, for a while, you poor oppressed guy, and then you start becoming a serial entrepreneur. But it begs the question, why did you decide to start Koopies?
Well, it was actually September 24th of last year. I was getting ready to go to Disneyland with my family, and we're going to go down Friday night and come back on Sunday and stay there Friday and Saturday. And Friday night we wanted to go to this pirate-themed dinner party, and it was $45 for an adult ticket and $35 for kids. And I was looking online for coupons and couldn't find them after 30 minutes. And long story short, I ended up having to go get it from the 7-Eleven and the Penny Saver. And I thought, my God, if somebody would just cut out this coupon, put it online, I would have paid $20 for this coupon to save $80, because it was a buy one, get one free deal. And that's when I started to realize, the same buyer, the same seller, the same asset being the deal is more valuable to the buyer at the time of decision. And that began a whole series of research. And I was just in the process of that time of selling my last company, Zubican, which was an online business-to-business community. We sold that to a public company called Inuvo in Florida. And I knew I was going to do something next and was trying to figure out what it was. And that's what an entrepreneur does. They kind of get an idea, they talk to a lot of smart people, and then they keep moving forward until they stop.
Well, Matthew, give us a peek behind that curtain, because not all of us are entrepreneurs. I mean, you cashed out after you sold, at that point, your fifth company, or was it your sixth? And so you had your big payday. You didn't have to do anything. I think that is probably the operative thing there. But you chose to start Koopies. What is it about entrepreneurs that makes them always want to drive to do more, more, more?
Well, for me, it's philanthropy. I mean, right? I can't buy a $150,000 car because that's $70,000 that could feed a whole lot of people and solve a lot of problems. So, I'm never going to have that huge house and that gnarly car. So for me, it's this drive. I love working. I love changing things and trying to make things better. But really, I'm trying to be very successful, and Brad Pitt can pick up the phone and reach anybody he wants to because he has influence. And whether you're an entertainer or Mark Zuckerberg was just on the phone with President Bush because he was trying to promote his book. Clinton was trying to promote his book, and that's because Mark is so successful, and you have that kind of pull. And so I want to have that kind of pull to be able to catalyze other people to philanthropy as well, because a lot of people are suffering in this world.
Well, there's no doubt about that, and so I commend you for that aspect of it. Tell us a little bit about Koopies. Okay, we spoke about Groupon and what they do as a group buying deal, but how are you different? What's the whole idea behind Koopies? How does it work?
It's really the difference between push and pull. Consumers go to the site from their computer or from their computer, their iPhone or Android phone, whatever, and they search for what they want. You can literally be driving down the freeway and say, shoot, I need to get my car smogged. You pull up the app, you do a search on Smog Check, and boom, there are all the businesses close to you, and you can evaluate their deals. You can download the deal right on your phone, you know, get directions, show up, and get your discount. So it's the difference between saying, this is what I want, let me go see if the database has the deals I want, and then, you know, as opposed to the way coupons work today, where you're bombarded with thousands of coupons. 370 billion coupons were printed and issued last year in 2009, and less than 1% were redeemed, and it's because it's not an efficient process. So that's a big innovation, I think, to allow consumers to go in and look for what they want. The next thing is that businesses can post the deals themselves and manage them themselves. So you can, you know, if you run a local Thai restaurant, you can have a free appetizer promotion, and then you can change it in a week, and it's all free for businesses. It's free for consumers. And then finally, anybody in the world can discover a deal for a business, and if they're the first one to post a deal for a new business in our database, we're going to pay them up to $25, because they're going to post the deal, we're going to call the business to verify the deal, then we're going to try to upsell that company and explain how they can spend a little money in the platform to do a better job of promoting their deal. And if they ever spend any money, if that business ever spends money, we're going to pay that consumer the first $25 that that business spends for the deal they posted. So there'll be literally women sitting throughout, you know, and men, whatever, you know, grabbing the mail, going through it, and rushing to be the first one to post these deals into Coupees to make $25 per.
All right. Now, let me see if I understand your business model. This is free to the consumer. It's free to the merchant. You will actually pay $25 to somebody who is the first to give you a big deal. How do you make money at this, Matthew? I mean, that begs the question.
It sounds like the late 90s when PayPal was selling dollar bills for 85 cents. The way it works is that businesses can post up to two deals for free. And then, but they can also upgrade their listing into be a premium listing, and that costs $10 a month. They can pay another $5 a month to post a picture, and another $5 a month to highlight their ad. And finally, they can pay for placement in the search results. So anybody can post the deals for free, and all the deals for free are posted, listed on the bottom of the search results. And then if you become a premium poster, which is just $10 a month, then all of the premium listings are listed first. So if you go on the site and you do a search for restaurants, all the paid listings are listed first, and then the free ones are second. So it's a hybrid. You can post for free, and if you want to do a better job of promoting your business, then you can pay a little bit. The most a business can pay us basically is $20 a month, so it's very low cost.
That is very low cost. Yes. So $20 a month, $240 a year. Again, how do you make money at this? You've got to have hundreds of millions of customers or of companies doing this.
Well, there are only 30 million small mom-and-pop companies in the country.
Oh,
and that's our focus.
That's
so,
your goal.
You know, in online deals, it's coupons, discounts, and promotions. So it can be just like promoting your happy hour. But for us, this is just the gateway. We see this, you know, an opportunity to create an online deals platform with publishers, with originators, with optimizers, with exchanges, just like there's an ecosystem for the online ad industry today with where Google sits in the middle of that. And it's done pretty well for them, a $30 billion business that they do 46 cents at a time.
All right. I see. So there is some future payout to this. All right. Let me ask you this, Matthew. I'm going to switch gears for a little bit because you're the first company that we've had on the show that was actually born out of the incubator here in Ventura County. Now, I want to get this straight. It's the Ventura Incubator. It's V2TC.
Right. The Ventura Ventures Technology Center.
That's right. So tell us about that. How'd you get involved with it? And you're the first child that we've had on the show from that. What should we expect from V2TC?
Well, what an amazing thing for an entrepreneur that the city of Ventura has done. I mean, they built out this space in the building behind that beautiful City Hall building, and it's very low cost to set up your business there. They provide all the infrastructure, the furniture, internet access, and so on. I won't go into all the details about that, but it's just if you're an entrepreneur and you're looking to set up a business, check it out. And the focus is on technology companies. So if you're a management consultant or something like that, they probably wouldn't let you in. But, you know, if you're a technology company, an internet company, electronic engineering company, an alternative energy company, that kind of thing, it's really great for that.
So if I'm a radio host, I'm out of luck is what you're telling me?
You're probably not going to be able to set up your little studio there.
All right. Well, how does the V2TC get its money, and how does it help you? How did it help you specifically get Coupees off the ground?
A couple of years ago, the city council approved a bunch of money, $3-4 million, I think, and they spent $400,000 building out the incubator. They became a limited partner in the DFJ Frontier Venture Capital Fund that's run by some great guys that I know up in Santa Barbara. And it's affiliated with Draper Fisher Jurvetson, which is one of the best venture capital firms in the world. And there's also a sidecar fund. So any investment that the DFJ Frontier invests in companies in Ventura, the city can match those funds dollar for dollar. So if you raise $400,000 with DFJ Frontier, basically you're raising $800,000. And that's kind of the way it works. So.
All right, so it's a source of money, it's a source of a place to work and that sort of thing. How many other companies are currently at V2DC?
You know, I think we just added like three this week. It's something that there was a big push there, but there's enough room for 76 bodies, and I think that there are probably 15 to 20 companies in there. Some of the biggest company there, and I say the most successful, is the Trade Desk, run by great guy Jeff Green, and they've got a couple of suites. We just moved out of the bullpen, what they call the flex space, into our own suite. So we've got room for about six or seven people there. And they actually have a soft landing program also for businesses that grow out of the incubator to move into local businesses, addresses within the city of Ventura, because the whole idea is to bring jobs and technology into the city.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're talking to Matthew Krajcik, everybody, who's the CEO of Coopies. And I want to ask you, in the 30 seconds we've got remaining, you're reaching out to schools right now, trying to get them to develop curriculum that's more centered on high-tech industry. What are your efforts in that area, and how's that going?
Well, we're going to grow to 400 people in 5 years, and 176 of them are web developers, programmers, database guys, gals, and that kind of thing. And they simply don't exist here, so we got to grow them locally. So we're working with especially Ventura College to develop a set of curricula that would have 6 month to 2 year programs to be able to teach all these disciplines. And the approach is more of a trade school program, like how you would teach plumbing or somebody become an electrician or something like that, but doing it for web development.
All right. We've been talking to Matthew Krajcik, everybody, who is the CEO over at Coopies, one of the fast-growing internet companies that's come out of the V2TC here in Ventura County. Matthew, thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.
Thank you, Billy.